going on, family? Welcome to another episode of Ism Radio. We're back. We were on hiatus last week, but we are back. I am your host. My name is Tariq Nasheed. Glad to have all you wonderful people tuning in right now. We're live on YouTube and all that good stuff. And ismradio.com, that's where you can hear the archives. ismradio.com, ladies and gentlemen. And let me introduce my lovely co-host. I haven't seen him. I missed him so much when I was out of the country.
I don't believe you.
Are y'all saying I wouldn't miss y'all asses?
It's early.
Yeah. Bree is riding with me. Bree is a rider. Layla's some tiny. But we have Bree in the house. How are you, Bree?
What's up, y'all? What up?
Last time he said I was too corporate, so I had to switch it all the way.
Lord.
Are you from New York?
I know. He's like Cardi B and shit.
I mean, it is Cardi time.
I know. And over here, we have Miss Layla.
Hello.
How are you, Layla?
I'm great.
Yes, indeed. What do you guys do on the little week hiatus we have? What did you guys do?
We did Ism Uncut.
Oh, we did. Ism Uncut.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
There was there twerking? Yes. If we had room, there would have been twerking.
Yeah, we was in the car. Remember BET Uncut back in the day?
Yeah.
It was kind of like that.
Lord.
Lord. I should have been invited.
I know, girl.
And today we have a very special guest, my home girl. My love, this is my sister, lover to life. This is Miko Grime.
Whoa.
Miko
in the house.
What up, Miko, though?
NFL wife.
Yes.
Very controversial figure.
A problem.
Yes. Well, why do they think you're so controversial, Miko?
Because I won't stay in my place.
And what do they want your place to be?
They want me to just care about shopping and purses and bags and go team. Everything's great. We're just happy to be here.
Yes.
That's what they want a bitch to do.
Now, let's give some history now. Brent Grimes. Mm-hmm. That's your man.
Baby.
Yes, Cindy. Who is he playing? Is he still playing, right?
Yes.
Who's he playing for?
Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Yes. Shout out to Brother Brent. Is he still doing the vegan thing?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, he's still on board. We have our cheat day. We have a cheat day like once a week sometimes.
Yeah, you told me that. Because I was just down in Miami with Miko.
Yes. And I ate meat.
Hey, I know Miko's fucking up some jerk chicken.
I'm going to eat meat. It has to be good.
Yes.
And it was really good.
Yes, that spot was off the chain.
Yeah.
Man, I had a great time in Miami. I love Miami. But you were one of the first people in the league or who's associated with the league to talk about some of the injuries that go on, right?
Mm-hmm.
How was the reaction to that?
Well, you know, the problem that the NFL has with me is I'm not like some random person talking about this. I'm an actual wife. I'm living it. I'm also an ex-professional athlete as well. So it comes from a different source that way. You know, people start thinking about, well, her husband wouldn't let her say this if it wasn't true. So when it comes from me, you can't be like, oh, that's bullshit. Like, it's coming from somebody in the trenches that knows people, that's around it, studied it, did it already, and now doing it with her husband now. So it has to be respected.
Yeah. And what were the particulars of the things you were finding about the concussions and all that? What was the particulars?
Well, the thing is, I feel like the NFL has always tried to cover up the fact that a lot of the things that are going wrong or bad with the game is because of CTE.
Mm-hmm.
They won't even admit that football causes CTE, because if they do that, then it's almost like admitting that they're slowly killing our men and these players, you know? And what a lot of people hate that I say, which I don't care, I'm still going to continue to say it, is if you look around sports, what's the one sport that's always beating their wife? Football players. And boxers.
I was going to say boxers, too.
So these are the two people that have the most CTE, concussion, impact. You know, boxing is just, you know, a lot of head trauma, and so is football. And so I feel like it's linked to that. It's linked to a lot of things. CTE can cause you to act violently, you know, act it out on yourself. You know, like, there's a lot of depression involved in it. So, you know, a lot of suicidal things, and they won't even address that, you know. And so I feel like if they're going to keep suspending players and, you know, for whatever they're doing, they need to actually treat them. When you have a drug addiction, when you have an alcohol addiction, even a sex addiction, you go to treatment for it.
Absolutely.
They're not doing anything but just taking their check. So that's, they don't want to admit anything.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
And that's what the biggest problem is that they won't admit it, so that then we can, if you want to still have this violent game, you want people to still play, fine. But just admit what really happens so that you can compensate them the right way.
Absolutely.
And they can take that risk. They can come in saying, this is what can happen to you. Absolutely. Here's what we're willing to give you if you still want to play. That's how it should be.
Do you think a lot of the players are underpaid?
Absolutely. We're talking about billionaires.
Yeah.
You know, whatever they're willing to pay, trust that they're making three or four times as much.
Mm-hmm.
The NFL is all, it doesn't matter if a team's losing, if their players suck, anything. It's all a profit.
Absolutely.
It's 100% profit.
Yeah, NFL is a non-profit organization.
Exactly.
Yeah, a lot of folks don't know
they
that.
They just started paying taxes a couple of years ago.
I mean, it's all, literally all profit. I mean, she's not exaggerating. It's, everything is
everything
profit.
Everything is profit. Yeah.
It's a non-profit organization.
Yeah, a lot of folks don't know NFL is a non-profit organization. Yes. Man, that's just
a
crazy.
Nonprofit organization.
And they, it's called being white.
There you go.
Like, what the hell?
Yeah, yes.
That's why they won't let none of us in.
That's exactly.
Crazy.
That's why they don't. Yeah. They talk about running it like a plantation.
Wow, that's crazy.
Big time.
Yes. Never knew that. That's so crazy.
Now, you being a wife in the NFL, do you see a lot of coonery?
Oh, yeah.
Because you're one of the few black wives that's noticeable.
Notice.
Yeah. Because you know, they don't like to show in any sports black couples. They have a thing about that. Have you felt that?
Yeah, definitely. They tried to take me and my husband down when we were in Miami. They tried to break us up by saying that I was going to be the cause of why he wasn't successful, or that I was the cause of why he hadn't made more money at the time because of me. You know, that's how they try to play mind games with you at home. But if you have a strong foundation and you know how you got there and you know where you're going, there's nothing they could do. But a lot of these couples don't understand that your wife could be your most valuable asset.
Absolutely.
If used properly.
Absolutely.
Because she has the power and she can make moves that you can't make. You know? If they muzzle you because you're the one that whose name is on the check, she can speak for you without you saying a damn word.
And is it true that, and from what I've seen, and I've heard players say this, that some of those white girls are pushed on them brothers damn near?
Well, I think
to a certain degree, because some of these niggas are coons. But,
I think that white women and black women, we're all, they're different types of women, but all colors, shapes, and sizes come with opportunists. And I just feel like the white woman is a more of a target for black men because it's seen as forbidden fruit all the time.
Right.
You know,
right.
And you know, it's not to say that there aren't black men that genuinely are attracted to this white woman that they're with. You know, it's not to say that. It's just to say that I think a lot of people make moves based on a vision that they want, an image they want people to have of them.
Right.
You know,
right.
And sometimes it comes with a black woman, sometimes it comes with a white woman. Looks worse to me when it's with a white woman. If you gonna goddamn take somebody and just for a look, let it be one of us.
Yeah.
I mean,
no shade.
Yeah. No shade. Because I've seen these motherfuckers with some trailer trash looking broads.
Right.
You dig?
It's just for the look sometimes. Yeah. It's just for the snow bunny look.
Yeah, and it's just for the cooning. Because some of these niggas just like some white.
So a lot of people hate their mothers. They hate what their mother looks like.
Yeah. Sure,
their vision of a beautiful woman is mixed or, you know, European. We the most mixed European looking bitches in the world.
Okay. Okay.
Black women living in Europe.
Flavors, you know, it's just what it is. But
talking to Mike, sweetie. Talking to Mike.
Sorry, it just depends on what you were raised with and what you were around and what you know. And ignorance sometimes takes over.
And speaking of raised, you were raised out here in L.A. A lot of folks don't know that.
Yes, Inglewood.
Yes, she's from the woods.
Baby, always up to no good. Always.
Man.
I tell my husband all the time, I'm the only stain on your resume.
Oh, Lord.
And what a pretty stain I am.
Yes, indeed. Where did Brent grow up? Where did he live?
Philly.
Oh, he's the Philly dude.
Like dirty is part of Philly.
Oh, wow.
Too.
Shout out.
We both came from the dirt. But they kept burying us. But guess what? It
kept rising
we
back
grew.
Up. Yes, indeed. Now, you've been arrested before.
Yeah,
they splattered this sister's
mugshot.
You got a mugshot.
I'm proud of my mugshot.
Man.
Well, is that when the police beat you up or something?
Man, they beat this sister up.
I heard about that.
Tried to take
this. How much of a rider this sister be taking ass whoopings from them race soldiers,
it was
dude?
Four cops.
What happened? What happened with the arrest, Miko?
Well, I have a radio show in Miami, and it's a sports talk show. But being the black queen that I am, mm-hmm. I'm going to talk about black things on yes. my show, not just sports. And so, you know, there were some problems with that. It's supposed to be all sports. Mm-hmm. But, you know, there's things going on in the black community. So if you're going to listen to my radio, you're going to hear about some of the things that I'm concerned with.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people didn't like that, especially cops, because mm-hmm. I pointed out a lot of local things that was going on and let people know, you know what I'm saying, what the hell's going on Absolutely. In Miami with the cops. And I got a lot of threats and everything. And so, and my program directors, you know, everybody was just, you know, trying to tell me what to do. But my numbers was popping, so I wasn't hearing nobody. I was at my husband's game like I always am. I don't miss a game. And I was trying to go into the stadium, but we're playing against Buffalo, the mm-hmm. Bills. And I had just, the day before, was on the radio calling Buffalo the armpit of America.
No.
You know, that's just the type, you know, I used to have a love-hate relationship for the Buffalo Bills. We used to go at it with the fans and everything. Yeah. And so the fans were kind of harassing me outside when I was trying to go into the game was going to start in like 45 minutes. I was trying to go in.
Mm-hmm.
They was throwing stuff. They know who I am, talking shit, you know, whatever.
Them fans are racist as fuck, by the way. But yeah. go ahead.
Yeah, so I decided, you know, I had my girlfriend with me. She was paranoid. She was like, what the fuck is going on? I'm like, this is normal for me. Like, the fans do this.
Mm-hmm.
So instead of putting her through that, I called the Dolphins and told them I needed somebody to come get me in a golf cart to get me into the stadium because it was just getting to be too much.
Mm-hmm.
So they was like, go back through the tailgate where you were. We're going to pick you up on the outside. It was just too much of a crowd.
Mm-hmm.
So I tried to walk back through where the tailgate is, and the cop pushed me to the ground.
Oh, damn.
Wow.
Me and my homegirl, and I was like,
nowhere.
Yeah. And I was like, what the fuck? I tried to shimmy past him in this little opening of this gate. He pushed me. He was like, go the fuck back the other way. We're not letting nobody else in there. And I was like, I said, first of all, you could tell me that without putting your hands on me.
Yeah, yeah.
You definitely could do that. And he was like, what the fuck did you say? And I was like, I said you can do that without putting your fucking hands on me. And he got mad. But what I did was I proceeded to turn back around and go the way he told me to go back.
Right, right.
And I was pulling out my phone. My homegirl was with me. We were arm locked. So I'm walking back like, girl, we going to have to deal with these fans because this asshole cop acting stupid.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm pulling my phone out to call the Dolphins and let them know that this guy's not letting me go that way. Next thing I know, I got choke slammed to the ground.
God damn.
It was getting
crazy.
I'm getting with this nigga, first of all.
Yeah,
let's be clear. When it was one-on-one, I was getting with you, my nigga. I was getting with you. Let's be clear. And your homeboys jumped in and they jumped
wow.
me. Yeah, they
wow.
jumped me.
Wow. Man.
At first, I didn't know it was a cop. I thought it was a fan that jumped me from behind.
Oh, damn.
So I'm swinging, I'm fighting. I'm like, this is a fucking cop. Then they all start jumping on me and I'm like, oh my God, like, what the fuck? Why y'all on me? And then they was like, we're not going to arrest you. Like, you just need to shut the fuck up.
Why the fuck are you on me?
Yeah,
they told me there was not arrest. They called this black lady over. That's when somebody started filming. That's when the black lady was on top of me.
Mm.
A black cop. She had nothing to do with a female.
Mm.
She was like, Miko, calm down. They're not going to arrest you. I don't know why they did this to you, but you just calm down and get these cuffs off you. And I was like, bitch, oh, hell no. I'm not getting arrested. Then why the fuck did I just get jumped?
Right. Mm-hmm.
And she was like, just calm down. They was all telling me that I was not getting arrested, too. They told me to shut the fuck up talking shit about cops on my radio show.
Oh, damn.
That was
damn.
Basically what it was about.
Damn.
And wow. I got jumped.
You yes.
Got,
and you came and out. I was talking shit at that point.
Did you headbutt somebody, one of the cops?
No. Yes, they said I swung on somebody, jumped over a barrier, headbutt a cop.
Okay,
none
yeah.
of these things happened.
And yeah, do they have footage good. Of this?
I would have. They stuff? Said that they had a picture of the cop with her head bashed open. I said, why I didn't have the bash? What you trying to say? I got a steel plate
damn,
on my
right.
damn forehead?
Damn.
What do I have up here? Like, come on. No. I never headbutt nobody. I didn't get to punch nobody. I was, the cop that was on my back, I literally was swinging him around. Like, I had him locked up too. We was both locking each other up at this point.
There's a white cop,
yeah,
black cop?
He was Spanish.
Okay.
Spanish.
Okay.
Short, low. He was shorter
sometimes
than me too. That's how I knew I could get with him.
I knew you was about to say it.
I was like, oh, I'm going to get with this. But they all started jumping on me.
That's fucked up.
Beating my ass. That's all I was like. And people was, if you listen to the video, people were saying she wasn't even doing anything.
Mm.
I literally was doing nothing but pulling my phone out, trying to call the Dolphins.
Wow.
And
wow.
they weren't going to arrest me. I watched the game from the jail in the stadium.
Oh, damn.
I was sitting there with the COs in the jail chilling, eating snacks, watching a game. They have a little bitty TV on the wall. Oh, they never goodness. Put me in the cell. And I'm like, what's taking them so long? And they was like, I don't think they're going to arrest you. I think they're going to let you go. But they just don't, they want you to not sue. They're saying just not sue. And I said, oh, that's going to happen.
You dig?
For sure going to happen. So if that's what's holding them up, they might as well go ahead and arrest the bitch.
Right.
Because
right.
I'm definitely suing.
Right.
And that's when she was like, don't say that. This one cop, like, just stop saying that. Stop saying we're going to get you out of here. I said, I'm not telling nobody that I'm not suing. I'm not doing that.
Hell no.
And that's when they was like, we arrest you. And I said, what's the charges? And I read the paper. I said, oh, y'all done lost y'all mother.
What was the charges? What were the official charges?
There was there was definitely assaulting a police officer.
No.
There was trespassing, disorderly conduct, resisting arrest.
Oh, those are all the I'm white and I say
so.
All the I'm white and I say so laws.
Yeah. Wow. But they couldn't even prove it.
Yeah.
They could have proven. They didn't even go to court. They didn't even go to testify. They didn't want to give their story. It literally went away. Literally. Mm.
So they threw it out?
Couldn't do anything? Yes, I was going to say.
Well, no. I asked my lawyer subpoenaed the footage outside the stadium. Mm-hmm. The Dolphins told my lawyer and the state attorney that the camera malfunctioned and didn't get
Lord,
any.
Oh, the old camera malfunction
trick.
No.
Ironically.
Oh, okay.
Wow. Man.
So I couldn't sue them. It would have just made my word against theirs.
Oh, okay. Because
so I had to just drop my, you know, it was like damn. Pointless. It would have just been a waste of time.
Right. Now, wasn't there another situation where they came to the house?
No, they always, like, anytime something happens on Twitter, the police be outside my gate trying to, not the police, the news cameras.
Oh,
okay. And all that stuff.
Okay.
No, but our house was burglarized. Somebody broke in.
Oh, damn.
Right after that, after my arrest the next week.
Oh, shit.
And I was told that the police leaked my address to some people so that could happen.
Mm, yeah, they
I
do
was
shit
told
like
that by some other cops.
Yeah, wow. Yeah, they do shit like that. They do shit like that. They'll have your booking information and your address on there on the slick, you know, make it available.
It's all good because I'm not really flashy. So they stole my safe, which had like 4 or 5 of my guns in it. That's the only thing they got.
Oh, damn. Damn.
Damn, 4 guns?
Yeah.
I run with you.
Five that she wasn't moving.
Yeah, they took my guns. They had to take the whole safe. I was so mad because one of them I can't find anymore. It was so pretty. That's all they got because I'm not flashy. I mean, they could have stole my Jordan collection, some sneakers, some LeBrons, but I don't have jewelry. I don't have a bunch of designer purses. Like, I'm not really that type of girl.
Now, speaking of Miami, you had a show down there. What was the name of the show? Was it Ball of Wives?
Ball of Wives. Oh, God. Down there on Stain.
Oh.
So mad. I'm not mad that I did a reality show. I'm mad I did that reality show.
Why? What was wrong with that?
It was
that
the wrong group of people.
Mm.
You know, like, that could really mess it all up.
Mm.
And these girls, Kiafa Vick, like, I can't believe I even thought I knew her.
Mm.
She's just a whole nother bitch.
That's Mike Vick's wife, by the way.
Yeah, she just ruined the whole show. She just wanted to be so ugly towards this one girl, Stacy, who was on the show.
Mm-hmm.
She just wanted everybody to just treat Stacy bad. Like, oh, she was cheating. You know, she stole a man from his wife and all this stuff. And I'm like, but if you hear her side of the story, like, if you hear, like, there's another side to this that we all didn't hear.
Mm-hmm.
And regardless, it's 10, 11 years later, they still together.
That's what I'm like. Who cares?
Yeah.
Like,
a fuck. That ain't my dick.
Yeah.
I don't care. And they was like, you're not afraid to have around your man? No, bitch, I'm not, actually. No concern.
Oh,
I'm not doing that. Like, I just feel like a bitch can't take my man.
Okay.
He gotta want to leave.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know, so what is the problem? When Brent want to leave, then I'm gonna let him go.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Wherever it is.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Mm.
Good attitude.
Now, was Mona Scott doing that show? Was that
one
of the
shows?
Oh, okay.
No. Why you thought it was Mona? Mona would have been doing it. It would have made it to season 2.
Yeah.
Oh, so you're not doing it?
It's not.
No.
It's only one season.
I told them I was out after season. I was like, I'm out. I'm out. Don't even do it.
Man. But yeah, they people like TMZ, they're always reporting something that you're tweeting or saying. And they're like, the controversial Meeko Grimes.
It's so funny hearing that because I'm such a goofball. I'm so stupid and goofy and I'm so controversial. Oh, this 125-pound woman is so controversial.
You think that's a part of them wanting black folks to just kind of be grateful? Because I always hear the word when it comes to us, well, you're ungrateful. And whenever we speak out about something, it's seen as ungrateful, meaning we need to shut the fuck up and just enjoy the little money that comes in, you know?
Right.
Man.
Well, you know, that's because a lot of people still see like this, it reminds me of when people say, but look at the progress of racism. Like, bitch, first of all, progress is not sticking a knife in my back and slowly pulling it out. Pull the knife out, apologize, and let's fix it. That's progress.
Absolutely.
And we haven't begun to start progress. So that's why a lot of people want you to be happy with where you are. No, nigga, I should have been somewhere else. I'm supposed to be somewhere else. You're holding me up. So I'm not going to be grateful for shit.
Yeah.
This is in spite of what y'all are doing to me. I'm here.
Now, with Tampa Bay, they how are they acting towards the protest and the kneeling and the
Well, the owner is not here to fuck with Miko, I tell you that goddamn much. You know, I feel like, you know, I believe all of them think the exact same way. I've said this plenty of times. Every single NFL owner is a racist piece of shit. That's what I think. Okay? Do I fact? No. But I think anyone that's a billionaire has done a lot of horrible things and will do them again and again and again to get that money. And if you don't care about black people, you don't care about our rights, knowing that your product comes from where we're asking you to care about, you really don't like us. You see what I'm saying? You don't fuck with us. You're just using us for an ends to a means to get money. So I truthfully, since you indirectly are letting me know you don't give a fuck about my people, I directly tell you I don't give a fuck about y'all either. Now, does that mean I don't want to do business with you? No, it does not.
Right.
Let's do business, Mr. Glazer. And Mr. Glazer has not gotten in the way of any players protesting for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Well, that's good. That's good.
He has not ever been one of the owners to say, if one of my players kneels and I'm going to cut him or I'm going to do this, that. He's never done any of that. And I feel like that's the least he can do.
Absolutely.
In his position. Because he could do a whole bunch of horrible things. He could say a lot of things. You know, he held a dinner or something for Trump a few weeks ago.
Oh, shit.
He actually, yes.
Oh, Lord.
Yes, he held a dinner or like some type of, I don't know if it was to raise money, something. And everybody was hitting me up on Twitter about it. And I was like, listen, how that man make his money, I'm going to leave him alone. If he tried to get in the way of what I'm trying to do, then we're going to have a problem. And he doesn't. And I have to respect that about him.
Yeah, yeah. But yeah, these dudes, they have a plantation owner mentality.
Yes, they
I mean, listen to the way they talk.
Yeah, that's why I said they would never have a black owner, like maybe like a Oprah or a Michael Jordan type of owner. I don't know if y'all
a
Oprah
token
fans
though, because
or not.
They're
Oprah
token
fans. Oh, because
no,
I'm a
no, 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 no. She's saying, no, what are you saying, Bree?
she's a part
like
of that
Oprah.
Clique. That
yeah,
Oprah.
Yeah, but
so
they don't
Oprah
let
would,
they don't let Oprah
would,
own nothing. They don't.
Yeah,
let
but I said if they
oh,
were,
okay. they would open up to Oprah, Obama,
Jordan, but not no real niggas, because you can't have that same energy in the owners' meetings when it's a bunch of y'all.
Exactly. Absolutely. It's an old boys club. They don't care how much money you have. They don't care how much money you have as a black person. They don't let you in that
You're still
going to
be at the bottom.
Exactly. That's why they killed Michael Jackson's ass.
Yeah.
With the music industry.
Oh, yeah.
He owned too much.
He owned too much. Because he went over the people's heads over here. He went over to Japan and got that deal with Sony. And that's when he became
the...
All that publishing.
All that publishing. He had everybody's publishing. And they were like, this son of a bitch. That's when he became Wacko Jacko.
Yep.
Yeah,
I miss you. Man,
I miss that, brother. Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. Did y'all see the Beyonce performance? Speaking of music,
yeah.
Did y'all see that?
I was hoping you didn't say that when I said MJ.
It's been a debate.
Yeah.
Oh, Lord.
What's the debate?
You didn't hear about the debate.
Hilarious. Yeah. This
what debate?
Debate?
Who's Michael Jackson or Beyonce?
Beyonce.
I slap the bullshit out of
you. I can't even debate. Come on,
knock
guys.
It off.
Beyonce
really?
Is the greatest
Beyonce,
right now.
Right
Beyonce
now.
Right now is us. She is our
think,
Michael Jackson.
Do you
However,
okay,
she's what?
Do you think that Beyonce is better than Michael as performing wise?
No, I don't.
Okay. I sound like you're about to go there because I hear a lot of younger folks.
That's
Beyonce way better than Michael. Like,
that's because they
soy
don't...
milk drinking ass down somewhere. She had to buy a
not the soy.
You know what though? For my generation or people that are my age or probably a little bit younger, I didn't know that Michael Jackson could dance the way he could until I got older. No. I had no idea.
Yeah, a lot of the young folks don't know.
Well, how old are you?
I'm you know,
oh,
I don't put a business
is
out there.
Yeah.
See, at the club, she's 25.
Somewhere
all right?
in between.
She gonna tell you her
I'm
club
sorry,
age.
Somewhere between I want it and I got it.
Okay. There
somewhere
you go.
In there.
But
you're gonna fuck up her swag with the young
no,
niggas
but
out
like,
here.
I know.
I just
but
wanted
no,
to compare.
She's trying to do a Mariah Carey and get her a dancer.
But seriously, crazy, like how well, like how much of an artist Michael Jackson was, an entertainer. Yeah. I saw that in his shows, but like knowing how talented he was just as a man, as a person, I didn't know that until recently.
Yeah.
So I could see why people would say that, but
Beyoncé is the new Michael Jackson. But she's not as far as
all of the outside talent on the stage. Absolutely.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But as far as the writing,
creativity. Yeah,
but she still has a lot. She She has a way to go. Like Michael had a nice run.
Yeah, Michael was doing it for, like, all his life.
I think that Beyoncé has much more work to do. And she is the only person that's even close.
She's the only person.
She's the
Michael,
only person that's even close.
There'll never be another Michael.
Y'all don't think
Taylor Swift is on the mix?
Boy, if you don't, I'm going to jump over this
read, what song did she just remake?
Did y'all, that September by Earth, Wind & Fire. They drug her ass to the depths of hell. Did y'all hear that bullshit?
There's just certain songs you don't touch.
Man.
I could not.
There's certain songs you don't touch.
I didn't hear it. Was it? Oh, she got, I seen it
she
on
She slowed it down.
Oh, with a banjo.
It was like a Chopped and Screwed. It was a country version of Chopped and Screwed September.
With a banjo.
Yeah. I mean, it's just blasphemous, man. And people were dragging her ass and they're trying to
As
save
they
her.
Should've.
Yeah, absolutely.
Speaking of the music industry, though, I heard you used to date Neo.
Oh, oh, yeah. Oh, Layla, come with the juice. Say the juice, Layla.
Shit, let me get a sip of this juice.
Everybody got a little thirsty. Oh, wait a minute.
Hold on.
Yeah. So how was it with Neo?
I couldn't hear you. What happened? That's fine. No, I used to date him. Yeah.
Now, I knew this. Because
I met him after he got married when he was really young. He was like 18, 19 years old. He got married and he got divorced quickly. And I met him after that. I was in college.
Okay.
And college basketball player. And his manager, I was jaywalking about 2 in the morning. Sunset.
Lord, where you going, girl? Where you going, girl? 2 in the morning.
I was jayhopping. I was jaywalking from club to club on Sunset, and I almost got hit by his manager. He was in the car with his manager.
Was it Tango?
No, it wasn't Tango. Okay. It was before Tango. Shit, I don't remember his name. But he almost hit me, and his manager, he was like, "Where are you going?" I was like, "To this club, like this." I was pointing because all my friends, they were all had already ran across the street, but I was like the scary one because I was drunk as shit. And so I finally got across the street, and then I went into the club, and then they came in there.
Oh, damn.
Yeah, and so then his manager was trying to holler at me, but I was really wanting to holler at him.
You saw the talent.
Was Neo at the time?
No.
Oh, he wasn't Neo. Wasn't Neo. Okay.
He was 19 or 20 years old.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay.
What, was he in that group then? Because he was in a group.
No, he had left the group.
Okay.
Yeah. But he was still all friends with them. They were still all writing and working.
What was the name of that group? Because they got booed on Apollo or something. Yeah. Remember that? Yeah.
Yeah, after that.
Yeah.
He went solo. He had just went solo. And then, you know, we ended up dancing that night at the club and got each other's phone number. And then the next day, he had asked me to come to the studio and he was like, he was a singer, and I was like, you probably suck, like, you know, that's just the kind of person I am, like, I'm a shit talker, and I was like, you probably stink, that's probably why you're not, you know, going nowhere. Like, what is your music? He's like, come and see. So I went to the studio and I was listening. I was like, holy shit, you are good, like, why you not lit? And he was like, because it's hard to get out, you know, blah blah. And so at that time, like, we were dating, but I was still playing. I started playing ball overseas, so I was like, back and forth going to play ball overseas, coming back. So that's kind of how our relationship was. It was so patchy because I left.
Oh, damn.
But we always, like, we remained together. Like, not like together, but like, that was my dick for a while. When a bitch came back in town. Yeah. I'm overseas balling, it was mine. Everybody else had to move. So anyway, and so then he made it. He got a deal and he called me. He was like, oh my God, Jay-Z signed me to Def Jam. I was like, we went to celebrate. We were in Miami. He flew me to Miami. This was 2005.
Oh, damn. Okay.
This time, yeah. He flew me to Miami, and we was kind of celebrating. A hurricane happened while we was there. Do y'all remember the hurricane?
I remember that.
We got stuck in that hurricane. Yeah. Scott Storch let us stay at his house.
Oh, wow.
Yes, because the hotel had to be evacuated. It was crazy. Yeah, it was kind of cool.
Yeah, I remember that. I was in the Caribbean on a cruise ship. We kept having to go around the damn hurricane. I'm eating jerk chicken like shit.
Yo, jerk chicken.
I'm like, I'm stuck on a ship eating jerk fucking chicken.
No, you was in heaven.
And then, so then 2006 is when I retired from playing ball overseas, and he was like, I'm moving to Atlanta. And I was like, oh my God, I got a job in Atlanta, a radio show with Dennis Scott. He was like, oh, let's go. We'll both be living in Atlanta. We kind of lived together for a little while.
Oh, damn.
I went on the first tour with him a little bit, but he wanted to be a hoe. I could tell.
Yeah, you got that new money.
My nigga wanted to sweat that dick.
He was
Schaefer Shamir Smith for a long time. And when he became Neo, I could tell he don't want to have no girlfriend, and I respected it.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, look, go do you. I love you. To this day, we're still friends.
Mm.
We still homies. And I'm like, do you?
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, all right. And we broke up.
Oh, damn.
How is that with the new wife? Like, if y'all are still cool, like, is it cool with you and the wife? Like, you know, you have an ex and that's their friend. How's that go?
Girl,
how's that work out?
She don't have to be cool with the wife.
Actually, we not that cool.
Oh, damn.
But it has nothing to do with him. It has nothing to do with him. Cool. No, it was because her and my sister did a reality show together, and she wanted to fight my sister.
Oh, damn.
And so that's when it, yeah, no. Oh, you got okay, to see me.
Oh, damn.
Yeah, yeah,
what show was it?
It was called...
It didn't come out, or
yeah, it was on BET. It was what's Eva, the diva?
Oh, I remember that.
My sister Danielle.
I know you're talking about.
It was she did one show before, which was called Candy Girls. That was on E, like 2008.
Oh, I remember Candy Girls.
My sister was the manager of all them.
Okay.
And then she did this other show a couple years ago on BET called All About the Business or something like that.
Yeah, I remember.
That show. And so her and Crystal would always get into it on that show. She was telling me Crystal was threatening her and all stuff. And I was like, listen.
No, damn.
And I talked to Schaefer a little bit about it, but he was just like, just stay out of it. It has nothing to do with us. And
oh,
I was like,
man, please.
Yeah. So.
Man.
Now, I stayed out of it.
That's cool.
Yeah, but I'm glad that he's happy. He looks like he's very happy, though.
Yeah.
He looks like he's happy with her, and she's happy with him, and they keep having kids. So, hey, because I wasn't having none of them kids.
How was
you not finna be hoeing around having kids on me.
How was Neo's hairline when you were dating
you
him?
Get on my
his hairline, you how
get
was his hairline?
His nerves.
His hairline has always been a struggle. He's always... No, it's some of the people, it's just hereditary. You know, it's just in the genes, but it never bothered me. Like, I never cared about that. I thought he was very attractive. He had always had a very nice body. He does a lot of martial arts and stuff like that.
When you fucked him, did you make him wear a kufi?
You couldn't even get that whole question out.
No.
So I
think that a lot, you know, and that's what comes around to a lot of people asking me if he was gay and all this stuff. Oh, yeah. And I'm like, I have never gotten a gay vibe from him. My gaydar has never gone off. I just think that he kind of was corny.
No, because there was a picture of him.
Yeah, I'm like.
Because I remember a picture of him. He was laying on his stomach like a merman. Like,
no, he looked like, no, he looked like a dolphin out of
he
water.
He was a merman.
Yeah. I don't know why he did some of the corny shit, how he let people talk him into some of the stuff.
Somebody told him
but
to do that.
If I was his woman, that wouldn't have happened.
Yeah.
You know? I don't know.
You would have told him, hey, get your ass off your stomach, nigga. Right. That's what you need a strong woman to tell you. Get the fuck
certain
off your stomach.
You shouldn't do. Shit you shouldn't put out
like,
there.
Nigga, put your legs down. Nigga, you got your legs in the air.
But he is.
You need a rider.
Oh, shit.
My God. Mm-hmm. Let me go. When you played ball overseas, where did you play, sweetie?
Oh, God. New Zealand, China, Turkey, Russia, Spain. I hopped around for like almost 7 years.
Oh, damn. How was it in China?
Oh, I hated it.
Yeah. Yeah.
I lost so much weight. Well, first of all, when I was playing ball, I was like 160 pounds. I was
how much are you
bigger.
Now? What? You're like, what? How?
125.
I'm 160. Yeah. Like,
yeah.
What?
That was my playing weight. But I was just really kind of muscular, kind of like a solid muscular girl. And when I played in China, I lost so much weight. I was throwing up a lot. I couldn't eat the food. And I had to leave.
You couldn't do the ramen? No. is that China or Japan?
The meat. It was meat.
Oh, yeah.
It was meat.
Mm-hmm.
That wasn't chicken.
No, damn.
That wasn't chicken.
You eat rat sandwiches out there?
Yeah, I didn't know what the hell it was, but I just was sticking to the rice. And at the time, I was eating eggs, bread. You know, just things I could truly identify as itself.
Mm-hmm.
It's like homesick. Mm-hmm. Didn't you get homesick, though?
Now, my first year when I was in Wellington, New Zealand, I got homesick a lot. I cried a lot. This is back in the day. This was 2000, 18 years ago.
Oh, damn.
I used to write a lot of letters.
To who?
My friends. That's how we communicated for the most part,
is
letters. And so I used to write a lot of letters. I used to cry. But then I started realizing, like, this is my job. This is how I'm gonna take care of myself.
Yeah.
And I just gotta buck the fuck up and play ball. I love playing basketball. It's just that none of my friends and my family weren't there to watch me every day, but I got a check to do it. So I just told myself to get into pro mode and shut the fuck up, stop complaining. Because a lot of people that wish they could, you know, get paid to play ball, and I just did what I had to do.
So the women's team you were on, were there a lot of studs on there? Were they trying to get with your ass?
I
be wanting to know shit like that. I know they were trying to get with your little ass.
A lot of girls. I mean, first of all, I like the ladies now. Don't get it twisted.
Okay.
Even as a married woman, I'm trying to bring a lady home every now and then.
There you go.
Okay. One time for Brent.
Let's be clear.
One time for the hubby. Yes.
But I
have a fun marriage.
No. I get shut down a lot, y'all.
Uh-oh. You get shut down.
And my husband isn't into sharing me with anyone.
Not even a fine lady?
No one. But we working on it.
She's like, I'm working on it. Don't worry. I'm wearing them down.
I'm wearing them down.
You're going to have to stop eating vegetables and be like, shit, I need a steak.
I have never been into like dating a woman, like being in a relationship with a woman. It's more about sex.
Yeah.
Just having fun. Bringing another element into the sexual act. Never would I date a woman. And so I also couldn't entertain a woman that looks like a boy.
Right.
Like girls.
That's the reason why you want to go to a girl.
I don't really
like
studs. I like pretty girls.
Girly girls.
Right.
Yeah, I like girls. Like, even me, I'm kind of like a tomboy, but I toe the line. You know, but when you cross that other line, No.
So you wouldn't want a young MA looking chick coming home with you and Brent?
Brent would probably swing on me. Not to say MA, I think she's pretty though. I think
she's a pretty dude.
She looks like she likes strap-ons.
You don't like the strap-on.
It can only be one dick in my threesome.
Yeah.
Wait, so you and your husband have never done that?
No.
You've never done a threesome with your husband?
No.
Why that's crazy.
No, because I feel like most guys would like that. You know, like, oh, girl, you know, that's cool that your husband is, like, not with that. Because most guys would be,
I don't want to say he's not rolling. He's done it before. But I think he just want to do it with me as his wife.
Damn, you got a good one, girl.
No.
Some men feel like that, though. It's not good.
It's not good.
Tamiko
wants some pussy up in that house.
No. I'm wild. No, I don't want in-house. No other pussy in the house but me. No. We not finna Lou Willie.
He's not finna
have two of us.
So look, if y'all brought a chick home and she was really gobbling on them balls, something fierce, you wouldn't have a problem with that?
I'm gonna grab some popcorn.
Oh, my God.
Less work for me.
She is crazy.
Okay.
I just know what I bring to the table, so I'm not concerned about somebody taking my spot.
Right. So confidence, that's what's up.
So do you ever, is tomboy your everyday? Like, do you ever glam it up and put your...
Yeah, I do.
Miko got body. She's one of them little skinny motherfuckers with body that sneaks up on you and shit. Miko got all types of body
up
under that.
Little body under here.
So is it only when you go out or...
Yeah, I have to, you know, if I put on heels, I generally think I'm cute already. Like, if I put some heels on,
I think I'm cute.
So usually I might put on a little makeup. You know, if I get the face beat, it's a reason. There's never going to get beat unless it's red carpet or something involved. I don't just beat myself. Like, it's hard for me to do that because this is really not who I am.
Mm.
I'm really like a clean face. I might put some bronzer on and some mascara, like what I got today. I got a little bronzer. I got a little blush and mascara and a little lip gloss. But this is as far as it gets.
Right.
This is glam today,
okay.
Y'all. I got cute for y'all.
Okay. Yeah.
I laid my edges down and everything. Shit.
I came here cute.
But normally, I don't lay my edges down. I don't brush my eyebrows. I don't do none of that. I go about my motherfucking day because I have things to do, and it doesn't concern y'all how I look.
Man.
Okay.
I can't. That's why I'm so glad I'm not done.
LA way.
It's
hella
so funny
casual.
That you from here. Because that's so against everything that LA
I know.
Stands
it's
for.
So, but you know what it is? I think that there's a lot of people like me. They just get caught up into what other people think and what other people care about. I don't give a
damn.
What
do you care about the hair? So, cause look, when I was down in Miami, I said, Miko, let's get in convertible. Oh. No, my ponytail's going to blow off.
I had the same high bun. He wanted me to ride in a convertible, and I said to him, listen, I said to him even that day, I didn't lay my edges down. There was no edge control, so if I had got in there, it would have blew all over the place. Then what I'm going to tell people when they
that would look kind of crazy.
You gonna look all disheveled walking around with this big ass 6 foot phone.
Yeah, I was like, no. So I was in my car. Plus, I was smoking. I didn't want to smoke out.
Are you
your
high
car.
Right now?
Definitely.
I could tell. I knew she was high. You. She was definitely like,
yes. High. Oh, yes. I got one rolled for the ride home. In the car right now. Waiting on me. In the doggone cup home.
Lord. Now, Mingo, how did you meet Brent?
His teammates were playing Cupid with us, basically, because one of his teammates, a couple of his teammates were sleeping with a couple of my friends, and they didn't really see me with nobody. My dude at the time, it was a long-distance relationship. I really didn't have a relationship with him. Mm. It was just like a dude I slept with when I needed penis, because I was focused on my career, trying to get shit done. Didn't really have time for relationships, and so... my friends were.
And where was this dude living? The long distance dick. Where was he?
The penis guy.
Oh, we're trying to put his business out there. Just how far away was the dick?
He was on the East Coast.
So you had to take a 3 hour red eye to the dick. Okay.
Yeah. I didn't just always go to him. He came to me.
Okay.
We met up in other cities. Okay. Anyway. Okay. So that was a good situation for me at the time because I was focused. I was in broadcasting school at the time. Mm-hmm. Trying to get some things done, and so they were like trying to play Cupid, and then I was like no, because I didn't think he was black, which he's not all black, he's white, and I was just
who?
Brent,
he's black and white.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Who's white? His mom, his dad? Who?
Dad.
Okay.
We don't know about the mom either. She could be.
Well, shit, he looks black, like a light-skinned black dude.
Well, his dad ain't. So like, he's got like
white man.
They got a lot of white people on that side.
Oh damn.
Have you
seen any black people on that side?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I've seen his dad's mom looks more black.
Really?
Okay. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But I saw the grandparents, so
the dad, you said the dad is white?
Yes.
But his mom is
black. I think he's Native American and white.
Okay.
But the grandparents, I saw pictures of the grandparents. They white.
Oh damn.
They white.
And his mom, what's his mom?
Well, I think his mom is black.
Okay. Oh, she's like one of them real light or whatever.
Yes.
She
was adopted too, so.
Okay.
I don't know if she ever met her dad. I'm not really sure of her entire story, but she looked like she's not all black. Me and him have these discussions all the time. She probably listens to this.
Does he identify as black though?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
He a nigga.
Okay. Like, does he know?
Yeah, he a nigga. Cool. He just knows that there's other shit in there.
Right.
He just doesn't care. He doesn't care to like investigate it.
Right.
Now, somebody in the chat room said, oh, Miko's a Bedouin. She's not a Bedouin. She's black.
And I don't care if they think I am.
Okay. Yeah, exactly. They act like that matters.
Exactly. Have you dated a white dude before?
No.
Okay.
Never. Mm. I don't know what. I don't really find white men attractive. I can say that.
Yeah.
I can't.
I think that there's some cute white men out there, but I don't really know. How do I say this?
No, you said the same thing I said.
Yeah,
because
we
said
all feel
that?
The same way.
Yeah, like, I don't want to be offensive.
Fine,
you know what I'm saying?
No,
but it don't turn
no
me on.
There's no attraction, yeah.
Right.
There'd be
right.
some fine
And then I always
dudes.
Think that they, like the rumors of having
but
a small
sexually.
Dick. I just
or
don't
gonna
know.
Or do something crazy.
Yeah, I don't. It doesn't attract me. I like black men. I like light-skinned black men, but I usually date real, real light or real, real black.
It usually ain't no middle. It's gonna either be
Neo
genuine.
He might be the. Actually, he's a little on the darker side for real. I think the cameras highlight him. That's a black nigga.
Okay,
yeah,
maybe it's
kind of dark.
When he takes pictures, the flash hits his forehead, and then
he's
the reflection lights up.
No, he's a chocolate. He's chocolate. Like
really?
Genuine. He's darker than you.
Oh damn!
I thought he was caramel.
Yeah. No, he's darker than you.
Oh wow!
For sure.
Wow. Wow.
Yeah, but and so his teammates were just basically saying that they wanted to hook us up, all the stuff, and I'm just like, I don't know. He's white.
He said he's white.
You thought it was white?
His name's Brent.
Oh damn.
And so I was like not sure, but then when we kind of started hanging out, and I was, he was much different than all the other guys I dated, and some of my friends were like, you should give him a chance because he was quiet, he never talked, and just much different than what I liked and who I was.
And so
I was like, maybe I need to not always date the same kind of guy all the time. Maybe somebody that shuts up sometimes is good. And so I just decided, let me see what he's about, and I had to learn how to get him to talk and see what triggers he has so I could really get to know him, because it was taking me a long time to get to know him because he wasn't talking.
Oh damn. Was he shy or just didn't have shit to say?
Yeah, I think it was shy and just, I'm ratchet. I'm crazy. I'm always myself. I'm talking shit. Like, I'm calling him short.
Oh damn. I'm fucked up.
How short is he really, though?
He's 5'9 and a half.
So okay. Y'all the same height?
Well, almost. I'm 5'8". I'm like an inch and a half. But we look, we eye to eye. We eyeballing each other like this.
That's not that short.
So that's
short.
Why I could crack jokes. You know what I mean? Yeah. And so he took the jokes. And
that ring ain't short, though.
Definitely wasn't. No. And so we just kind of clicked. It just kind of made sense. We kind of got each other. we're both extremes on different sides of the world. And we kind of, when we came together, it kind of made sense.
Do you think you're the more dominant one in the relationship?
No, I think I'm just the loudest.
Oh, okay.
I'm not.
I'm glad
like,
you
at all.
I'm just that
yes,
up.
Yes. Good answer.
Brent has a point of view about everything. He just doesn't think it's everybody's business.
Right.
That's how he feels. I know, even with me, people think that I just like drag him around the house and bully him and all that stuff. Man, Brent will come into the house and be like, I don't smell nothing cooking in here.
Yeah, that's true. Because when I was down there, I was like, what'd you do today? I had to make my husband some vegan.
I have this shit I gotta do. Like, you know, I have things that I run in the house, and he has things he runs in the house. Mm. And we don't step on each other's toes.
That's
but
love.
He is the man of the house.
Mm-hmm. That's
you
love.
Know? And he just doesn't, he feels like he doesn't have to be loud to be the man of our house. You know? And
absolutely.
So I respect that. So he allows, and plus, with his position in NFL, he feels like he can't be himself publicly either. So you don't have First Amendment rights. He can't really say how he feels, even when he does interviews and stuff. They have to say certain shit.
Yeah, they got to bite their tongue.
So he's like, fuck it. I don't need to be loud.
Because unless you can say whatever you want to say if you're a coon.
Yeah,
but if you're not a coon, you got to kind of bite
your tongue. And they're going to take it against you. Everything you say is going to be held against you, and he don't have time.
But if you like Ray Lewis or whatever, and you buck in your eyes, they'll let you have all the screen time.
He don't want none of that camera time. He don't do no interviews.
That's
he
good.
Shy away from everything. He don't have nothing to say. He's here to get a motherfucking check.
That's good.
And get the fuck home.
Yeah, exactly.
That's what he does in the NFL.
All y'all need to take that note.
Yeah.
If they want you to coon, just don't say shit. Just chill. Because if they put the camera in your face, they want you to do some buck dancing and cooning.
Yeah.
So,
and
really,
it's a price to pay for it.
Yeah, it's a price to pay for that.
Damn.
Man. Would you do another reality show?
I thought about it. And I think that if I did, I would definitely have to have some more control.
Yeah.
Because the one thing, the only thing that I regret about the reality show truly is because they tried to paint me like this bad mother. Like they tried to make it look like I was having these two kids against each other. I was trying to get in the way of their friendship. And that was like the only thing negative that they could try to attack me with. And there's a lot of things that I'm very protective of, and being a mother. I'm actually, I would rather somebody critique me as a wife than a mother. I feel like as a mother, like that's disrespectful for you even think that I would put another child in harm's way or in any way try to hurt another child, let alone my own.
Right.
You know what
right.
I'm saying? And so I just saw how low reality shows will go to get a story.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm not okay with that.
Yeah, they got to make somebody the villain. They were trying to make you the villain.
They could have fabricated a lot of things about me, but calling me a bad mother or making me look like I put two kids against each other, like, that shit pissed me off.
Man.
And it really got to
me. So they really just grabbed footage and then they try to just...
They chopped it up.
Really?
They chopped it up. They lied
so
to me and had me have my son say something. They said they lost audio on something he had said like in May. We were in July at this point. And something he said in the car when we were doing a car scene in May. They told me in July when we were filming something completely different that they had lost audio of him saying it. Because he was eating a churro in the back of the car. And I got that. I said, oh, damn. Okay, so they just need the audio. They'll chop, grab some audio of you just saying something and then patch it into a scene from May.
But they told me
that's what they were going to do. And I was cool with that because then it would tell a story. But they didn't even show the scene in May. They just put July out there and made it look like that's how he felt the whole from See, May. Things changed from May to July, him and his little kid's friendship.
Oh, okay.
They didn't show you how it started. They only showed you at the end. And so, it's just the way that they do things. I don't appreciate it.
Oh, yeah, they're real slick as far as
you
that.
Know? But it would just be on my terms, and it would just be different. I would have to be choosing the group. Like, it would just be way different. And I don't think that's going to happen, so no.
Good.
Not gonna do
good,
nothing
good,
else.
Good, good.
I would have to be on my own goddamn network. I need to be in control of everything.
Yeah, I was thinking it would probably have to be about you and your family.
Yeah, yeah, that would be cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, like
on. Do they ever try to come at Brent with any kind of like these coonish endorsements? Like, hey, Brent, we want you to do some Popeye's chicken commercials where you're juggling biscuits and
catch
them in your mouth like Jerry Rice. Did you see that bullshit with Jerry Rice?
Brent has never. Yeah, I saw
that. Oh my God.
This nigga had
that girl voice.
Oh my God. This nigga had on a football helmet with a piece of chicken.
You
on
lying. And he had
you
a woman's
Google.
Voice.
Yeah, you better Google
like a,
that.
A grandma voice or something. Yeah, it was crazy. No, Brent isn't popular enough to get those type of endorsements. He had a Verizon endorsement once, and he's sponsored by Nike.
Okay,
that's as far as he goes. He doesn't care to. Brent isn't. Funny thing is, he's not a check hustler. Like he doesn't. He's not out taking money. $25,000, $30,000 here and there to do all the thank you. Not interested because he and I both feel that first of all, we think that the wealth that we have generated is plenty.
Yeah.
Plenty for us to live off of. So we're not gonna be greedy about it.
Right.
And what also comes with some of those endorsements is your freedom of speech.
Mm-hmm. Yes indeed.
And so if I were to take every endorsement, like even for my podcast, I have people wanting to be advertised on my podcast, I turn them down. Because the minute I say something that's offensive to a group of people or whatever, and you want to take it from me, no, you don't need to take nothing from me. I'm a wealthy woman. I would like to just have my freedom of speech and say what I want, and nobody can fire me, and nobody can take something from me. And then it's news. Like when I got fired, it was news, and people was like, "Who is she?" Exactly. Why the fuck was that national news that I got fired from my radio station at 560, like AM station in Miami? Like, what the hell? You see what I mean? Like,
and why did they fire you from the station?
They didn't tell. They told me because I was arrested, which is bullshit. Because plenty of people have been arrested at that station for DUI, for fleeing the scene of an accident, for beating their wife, and they get their job back. But they fired me because they were wanting to get rid of me anyway.
Yeah,
basically. And I didn't feel the need to like sue them. I could have sued, but for what?
Right.
I didn't even want to do it anyway because I was tired of, I never cashed a single check from that radio station until I got fired.
Oh, damn.
Not
that
one.
Little checks don't be meaning.
It didn't even matter. That's why I was trying to tell you, like, I'm not doing this for no bullshit ass check.
Right.
And that's why I started a podcast. I was like, I'm going to do it on my own. I'm going to say what the fuck I want to say about who I wanted to be about. And can't nobody say nothing about it.
Absolutely.
Was she there when there was tap dancing? At the radio station when you went?
No, she didn't go. She was at the other station with me.
Oh, you were at the other one.
What station were you with?
We went to see, Black
Papa,
dude? Papa Keith.
Yeah, he's cool. Papa Keith was cool. Okay. He's a writer.
What did I miss?
I was on,
the next day? You didn't call me the next day.
I know. It was I forgot.
He was
it
was on
one,
a butter biscuit station.
Yo, they were so coonish. They were so fucking coonish. I was about to walk out. It was so cool. There was tap dancing and cooning. I'm like, what the fuck is these niggas talking about down here, man? But it was one of those R&B stations. I can't think of the name of it.
But it was up in Fort Lauderdale and Broward.
No, it was in Miami. It was one of the popular ones. I can't. It was
103.5 The Beat, was it?
That's
Chopping Keith is on that.
No. Not
99 Jams.
It might have been 99 Jams. It might have been, but it's an R&B station. And
I don't really listen to the radio that much.
Yeah.
I listen to my own playlist.
And I listen to satellite radio and stuff like that. But they were buck dancing their asses off. It was coon fest down there. I'm like, yeah, shit. No wonder people in Miami fucked up out here with these coons running shit. My God. So how do you like living? How long you been out there in Miami?
This is year 5.
Oh, wow.
So we moved there in 2013.
Okay.
So I enjoy it. I think that if I weren't living in Miami, I would be living in L.A.
I
mean, I have a house here, too. So I live here in the summer. We live here. When my son gets out of school, we come here for the summer.
Oh, that's cool.
And then we go back to Tampa for training camp. When training camp starts, we live in Tampa during football season. And then we go back to, it's not Miami. It's technically Fort Lauderdale where I live. And so we live in Fort Lauderdale the second half of the year. Well, not the second half of the season, which is like January to June. And then L.A. from June to July.
Now, what does Brent's white side of the family, how does he feel about some of your views? How do they feel? His white side.
We don't communicate with his family at all.
Wow.
They don't like me.
Oh, wow. I could imagine.
It's not because of that. It's money stuff.
Oh, damn. Y'all ain't giving them none?
Everyone? Pretty much.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. So that's why they don't fuck with me. I handle all the finances. So.
Oh, yeah. They can't stand
They're like, hey, her black ass can send something to this trailer.
But, yeah. They don't like me, but they've never liked me. It has nothing to do with my stance. It's just that they call me a gold digger and a groupie and all stuff. And I'm like,
damn. Why would they do that when you have your own job? I have money before.
My nigga was on the practice squad. No. My nigga was on the bench. Like, I genuinely fuck with him.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Right. Like, and even if he was wealthy when I met him, what that mean? That nobody ever fucks with a rich nigga? Like, nobody really care about them? They can never be cared about because they have money? And it was just about me making sure, because when I met him, like I said, he didn't have shit. Nothing. And I wanted to make sure that the little bit he did have wasn't being taken from him. And that's what I felt like it was my responsibility to step in and make sure that the money that he had wasn't being taken from him.
Exactly.
Just, you know, from his family. And there was no longer, you know, all these random loans going out for things that I don't really know if that's really, you know, like I'm asking questions and things. And they just felt a way about it. And I said, that's fine. You can answer these questions or you can not get the money.
Yep. Man. Like you were supposed to.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's what real women do.
That's how you
we wasn't
that.
Balling like that. Like, my nigga, we eloped.
You are.
We went and got married in Vegas because we couldn't even afford the type of wedding we wanted when we got married.
Oh, damn.
Yeah. So that's what I'm saying. People think that athletes are rich, especially football players. My husband was not. He was a thousandaire. He didn't become a millionaire probably till 2012. You know, that's when he became a million. His first time making $1 million in 1 year.
Oh, wow.
Was
wow.
2012. Yeah, so, like, you have to remember, this is, the NFL really stands for not for long, and this is a very short time of your life, and if you want to live the rest of your life and not work, you have to make sure you manage that money properly.
Yeah, absolutely.
People think like, oh, I got $5 million in the bank. Once you start giving it to people, borrowing, living your life, by the time you're 45 or 50, you're going to be broke. And then you're going to have to go get a job. I told my nigga, you will never have to work a day in your life if you let me handle the finances. And that's what it is.
Yeah.
You know? And so it's just like, it's just, I'm doing it my way. This is the way I know how to do it. And I'm very giving. And any of my family or his family was ever in need, like, we have people's backs, but we're not going to be taken advantage of.
Now, people in the chat, somebody said she wouldn't let Brent go to his dad's funeral last year. What are they talking about?
I planned the entire funeral.
Okay.
I did.
He's just yelling out.
I did the obituary. Oh, I did everything. Keep talking.
Okay,
man.
Who are these niggas?
They know.
I would let him go.
Oh, Lord.
I wouldn't let him go. That's crazy talk. You see what I'm saying? I planned the entire funeral, bitch, nigga.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. These people say whatever they
want
to say.
My husband couldn't even get the pictures together to do this. He was very sick. And I didn't even have a good relationship with his father, and I still planned a lit as funeral for his entire family. I did every single thing. Everything.
And that's probably a white supremacist in the damn chat room, because that's some.
No, that's probably one of his family members that I won't give money to.
Okay, they be following you.
They follow me. Yes, they every interview they on. Keep talking. Wow. Keep talking. Hilarious. That's why y'all niggas is broke and mad. Y'all want him to be broke and mad with y'all.
Wow.
That's some bitter shit right there.
That's so crazy. Man. Like, I literally went, his father, Brent couldn't do anything. Brent, you know, he's an only child.
Oh, okay. Oh. Wow.
And so his father struggled with some drug issues and things like that. And so it hindered some of their relationship. But Brent was obsessed with his father. His father was a baseball player, should have been a professional baseball player.
Okay.
But I believe drugs got in the way of that.
Damn.
But it didn't stop them from having the bond that they have.
Okay.
You know, and so when he lost his dad, I saw it in him. He was hurt. And he didn't want to deal with it. He didn't want to go through with it. And, you know, we were in L.A. We had actually come out here.
Okay.
We had just flown here and landed. My dad had just got out of the hospital. My dad had a stroke.
Oh, damn.
And I was, you know, dealing with that and panicking and scared and not. We were coming here to do a Super Bowl party. We do an annual Super Bowl party, me and my husband.
Oh, okay.
And so I was like, well, I want to go to St. Louis. I want to go see my dad. Like, and his sister was like, don't come here. He's fine. He's better. Like, I don't want you worrying. Like, go ahead and do what you and your husband planning to do. And I was like, are you sure? Are you sure? He was like, they was like, yeah. So me and my husband flew here. And when we landed here, he got a call saying that his dad had passed away.
Oh, damn.
Like,
damn.
Literally when we landed. Mm. And so he said, cancel the party. It was like a Tuesday, and the party was Super Bowl Sunday. That Sunday going around, he said, cancel the Super Bowl party. And I was like, well, do you want to go to Philly right now? He was like, no. He literally just laid in the bed for 3 days. Oh, like, wow. Literally.
Someone said, Will planned the funeral. Who the fuck is Will?
I don't know who Will is.
Okay. Oh, he's just making it up.
They're just making up names. Okay. Yeah. All right. All right.
No, she said that somebody, that's probably one of his family.
Yeah, that's not like a family member in the room.
Hey, I'm telling you, I have all the info. I have it all.
Ask him
what the obituary looked like. Ask him who designed the obituary. Who wrote every single word? That's every sad. Single motherfucking word of the obituary, bitch nigga. I did. Ask him who paid the bill too, bitch nigga.
Man.
Ask him who was there. I was there.
Man.
Oh, shit.
Fuck wrong with these people.
Yeah, I know. Just be talking shit. Yeah. My God. You got your podcast, Miko.
Yes.
Where can people hear your podcast?
It's on Audio Boom. That's first. That's who pays me. And then it's also on iTunes, on iHeartRadio. It's on Spotify. And now it's video now. I'm now video.
Oh, good.
On YouTube.
Oh, cool. Cool.
Yes.
Man.
What is it called, though?
iHeart Miko Podcast.
Oh, iHeart Miko.
Yes, iHeart Miko. All social media is iHeart Miko. Oh,
cool. Okay. All right, y'all. We're going to get up out of here, man. It's that time of the hour, man. We had a great time with Miko, man.
Wonderful. You're like one of my favorite guests.
Thank you.
Yes, indeed.
Thank you.
Miko, where can they find you on social media?
Twitter, Instagram, and Snapchat is iHeartMiko. And then my podcast is also iHeartMiko. And on YouTube, I had just started a new channel, iHeartMiko Podcast, on YouTube. But it's not just going to be my podcast. It's going to be all videos or interviews that I've done. All things Miko Grimes, you're going to be able to find on my YouTube channel.
Miko, you're a Scorpio and Aries.
I'm a Gemini.
Gemini. Okay, why people keep saying Scorpio, Aries? Okay.
Gemini, June 20th.
Yes.
The last day. The most ratchet of all Geminis.
Somebody said Miko twerking on YouTube. You got a video you twerking, Miko?
I might. I did a video. I was a video hoe for one video.
Whose video was it?
Oh, shit.
It's called shit. It's a rapper named Willie the Kid.
I remember Willie the Kid.
Where, from Atlanta or somewhere?
He's from Grand Rapids, Michigan.
I heard Willie the Kid.
Lives in Atlanta.
Okay.
Oh, damn.
Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah.
What was this?
This was 2000.
I did one video whole too.
This
so
was
I
2000.
Mine was Snoop Dogg.
9. 2009. Willie the Kid. I'm going to look that
2009.
Up. I am too. See your little cheeks up in the video.
No, I didn't twerk though.
Yeah,
I didn't twerk.
2009, yeah.
I think everybody was a video hoe at one point.
What video were you in, Layla?
Layla, what video were you in?
Well, mine was Snoop Dogg. It was a long time ago. Remember this, the one with 50 Cent Snoop Dogg? I don't know what you heard
about me.
Yeah,
You was twerking, Layla?
I mean, you could barely see me, but I was.
What video were you in, Bree?
Some Chi-Town guys, like.
Wait a minute.
Bree don't want to say it.
All of us called some Chi-Town guys.
Some Chi-Town dudes.
I did a couple videos, actually, but the one that I was in, one that was on MTV Jams.
Oh, you
MTV
a continual
Jams.
Video.
What's the name of it?
I was modeling hard as hell.
What's the name of it? You know the damn name, Bree. Because you know all of us going to look that shit up.
No, because it's on Facebook.
It's called What Up by Shug Cream ENT. you know what else video I was in? One more. You might can see me in this video. Remember the video with what's the guy from the Bay Area? E-40.
Yeah.
And remember that song Lovely Day?
Yeah.
I was in that. It was on the yacht. You can see me in that one.
I just remember the name of the video I did.
What's it called?
Tell 'em
by Willie the Kid. Tell 'em, look that up. Now I was a video bro.
Everybody's a video bro.
Okay, I was in Faith Evans. No, Faith Evans.
Faith Evans.
What the fuck was that song? Family, help me out. I'm in there.
Come on,
you was like the leading man.
No, I was like one of the. the male models. They had me in an outfit with my arms all out. The shit didn't fit me.
I was the main hoe in my video. But I just want to go on record. I never hit the stage.
You didn't? Oh, damn.
I never twerked. I never danced. I literally walked in. I asked him to come to the VIP for a private dance. Mm-hmm. And I took him to the back and I gave him a private dance.
Oh, damn. Okay. Damn.
That's on the video.
Oh, damn.
I mean, everybody's
you'll see all 160 pounds of me right there.
Oh, that's where you're thick. You're thick, man.
I was 160 then.
Oh, damn. Yeah, I was a video Dixon.
Oh, shit.
I'm dead.
A video Dixon.
But it was all night long. That was the video. Faith Evans all night long.
All night long.
I was in that video. Okay, somebody, I was at a supermarket, and somebody was like, you want to be in the video? I'm like, nigga, if you don't get the fuck away from me with that moist shit. Like, no. I do real shit. I was like, okay, all right. And
okay.
Yeah, gave me $500 to be in a Faith video.
I did mine for free.
Damn.
I know. I did mine.
I got 200. That's because I knew I got 200. That's it.
Man.
That's because I did. She bagged up real quick.
No,
because I knew the director. None of the other girls got paid.
Knew the director.
Damn.
Or whatever.
I did mine in favor.
Oh, you did yours in favor for Willie the Kid. Shout out to Willie. Where's Willie the Kid now?
He's in Atlanta.
Yeah,
he lives in Atlanta still. We keep in touch.
He was big in Atlanta.
He used to, I had a song when I used to only do one song on my podcast. He used to intro with his Drake song. He's outro with one of his songs for like the first year. Oh, and then now I just change the song every show now.
Oh, okay.
But he gave me a song to use. I like him. I like his music. He's one of those people too. I don't understand why he didn't make it because his music is really good.
I gotta look him up.
Yeah,
he was good.
Bree, where can we find you on social media, dear?
I'm on Instagram at it's Bree Small. Check me out.
And Layla, where can we find you?
Miss Layla Lopez, MSLAILALOPEZ, Miss Layla Lopez.
And we're going to be coming to a city near you in a couple of weeks, guys. We're going to be in New Orleans, Atlanta, Chicago. So all my business people down there, y'all need to email me. Hit me up. Let me know who you are so we can come visit you when we are down in your area. All right?
Yes, yes.
And don't forget to go to minkslide.com to get the Mink Slide shirts. To go to Hidden Colors Film to get Hidden Colors 1, 2, 3, and 4. Miko, when you going back to Miami, dear?
I don't know. I'm definitely staying here for 420. Definitely.
Oh, shit.
I'm
here
all week. What are you doing?
I might have a smoke out at my house.
Oh, damn.
I might have smoke out 2018. I might have smoke cella.
You need to have smoke cella.
Smoke cella at my house.
That is
smoke cella at my house this Friday.
Lord.
And then I might go back. I've got to go to New York. I've got to go to Toronto. And then I got to go to Tampa. I got 3 more stops in the next 7 to 10 days.
Ooh, oh, cool.
Yeah,
cool.
I'm traveling full right now.
Oh, damn. That's what's up.
Getting some stuff done.
Yes, indeed. All right, guys. We're up out of here, man. Thank you so much, Miko. Thank you guys for
tuning
in.
Thanks for having me.
Yes,
thank you.
Y'all be good.
Peace.